Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Limits, what'd you do with the last sheet of my reads?
I came in there and sabotaged it and ripped it up into 25 pieces.
That appears to be the case here.
You don't have it?
No, I just have the one thing, but it's the most important thing. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Artie has spoken, Limits. Arthur Smith, he had a great line about Uncle Rico today that I hope to hear at some point. Do you want to play some choice clips, or should we just run on Artie and I can raise my hand when I want you to stop?
You know, I think Artie has earned the respect so far this season of calling a great offense that we should listen to him in full.
Great offense?
Yeah, good. We'll call it good. Okay. I don't know why I said great.
Thank you. That's okay.
Yeah, we'll call it good. We'll degrade it a little bit.
Sure.
All right, here's Artie.
Art, you haven't had a lot of red zone trips, but you've been efficient when you've been in there.
Yeah.
Was it more point of emphasis this year, or anything you did to try and, I understand the importance of it, but anything you worked on to try and be more?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, that's the thing is there's, the work never stops. You know, some years have been around, we've been really good, and other years we haven't been for different reasons. You know, when you're, every offseason, I mean, you, whether you're really good in one area or not, you got to still evaluate. You don't want to get stale, so you don't ever want to become like Blockbuster and become, a, you know, whatever. No shot to anybody's got ties to Blockbuster here, but you get the analogy. So,
hold up.
That's the unit you've got.
Blockbuster
this
video?
Guy's, he grows on me every week. He does. Are you old enough to where you ever went to Blockbuster?
No.
Ever in your life?
I went to a family video on 51 a couple of times, but never a Blockbuster.
I used to live in Shadyside and Bloomfield and Friendship and all up in that area. And there was a Blockbuster up there. And it's one of the rituals that's lost, Limits. I wasn't married yet, so sometimes a first date could actually be Blockbuster. Let's go rent a movie, have dinner, rent a movie, let's walk over to Blockbuster. And then it leads to conversation, because what's better than movie conversation? Oh, this is great. This one, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're picking out different movies, and it's a ritual in America and the world that's lost. The trip to Blockbuster, or in your case, family video. It's all gone, Limits. It's one of the things that we lose when everything's at our fingertips and on our phones, and we can watch things on our laptops, and we all have Netflix.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
What?
From Back to the Future.
Ah.
Because now we don't drive to the video store. We just click, 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 and there it is on Netflix.
It's all lost. It's all gone, and now I'm depressed.
There it is on Paramount Plus.
Keep going with Arthur.
All right, here's what Artie had to continue to say after Blockbuster.
You, what you set out, plan to do, how the roster's built. Obviously, we're built different this year. We've got a lot of catch-and-run guys. I call them last-mile delivery guys that are hard to tackle. So sometimes, you know, those are catch-and-run type plays or whatever you scheme up. And you know, we just got to keep that trend going. You know, And then the same thing with just whether it's a number of attempts, obviously you want more. I mean, we want more plays, and that's a lot of things too. They kind of skew some numbers where we need to keep that stuff going, though, in terms of scoring down there.
Arthur, what are the benefits of using Spencer Anderson as an extra offensive lineman, especially sure. you also have during a Washington game?
Yeah, that's why we use both. I mean, I just try to be practical sometimes, you know, when and it's a big game plan. I mean, that's the thing. And when you've got smart players like we do, you know, there's things that core stuff you carry, you may dress it up different week to week, but then there's things that you need to game plan for. I mean, it's just a long evolution. You know, you get 2 weeks and, you know, people put a label on somebody like, hey, this is the best offense, this is the best defense. And every 2 weeks a different challenge. And your number one objective is how do you win that game? And obviously, different challenge, the way Minnesota was built, you know, the way they played. You know, they had changed, you know, different paths when I'd gone against Flo when he was first year in Minnesota when I was Atlanta, or he was in Miami in 21 and I was Atlanta.
Hello.
You know, there's an evolution to him, too. I mean, there's some core principles, but you wouldn't do it if you didn't think it would give us an advantage. And it's not like you just copy it because you think it's cool or somebody else did it. It's got to be logical and it's got to give you an advantage. Or we're unique, and it's just, you know, I think of like the old adage, you know, and I think it was a George Young quote about the Franco Harris debate that's in, was it in Chuck Noll's book? Yeah. So this was settled 2,000 years ago when Alexander the Great came running, riding in on elephants. That's kind of what it looked like. He took the tackle over. It was 1,000 pounds over there. Troy Broderick and you had Spence and Darnell. It was 1,000 pounds and tried to knock the edge off the defense.
Limits. This guy is gold. We're listening to this every week. I mean, this is stand-up comedy. This is great stuff.
Comparing it to elephants of yesteryear?
Alexander the Great came riding in on the elephants. That's the way, you know, they're looking for a size advantage. They had one.
Yeah, but imagine elephants are towering over everybody.
Brilliant, right? And for the Steelers, I opened the week with this. I was out last week, so I didn't get a chance to comment right after the win over the Vikings. Arthur Smith outcoached Brian Flores and Mike Tomlin outcoached Kevin O'Connell. And we all thought that the Steelers were at a disadvantage in that game. And that proved not to be true. Tomlin had a rough fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But by and large, the game was won early. And I thought they had a great plan going in. And this was part of it, this jumbo deal. And if this is what they have to do to run the ball, good. And maybe get Mount Washington more involved in the offense. I'm really not, even though I bring up the topic a lot because it's a popular one, I'm not really on the, oh my God, we have to get Pat Freiermuth more involved in the offense train. I really don't give a crap if the offense is effective. First of all, when you have this many people that are at least capable, someone's always going to be unhappy, right? And I'm not saying they have an embarrassment of riches, but they do have a lot of candidates as far as eligibles go. They have three tight ends. Okay, you're not going to be able to spread the ball among three tight ends, DK Metcalf, at least two guys out of the backfield who can catch it, allegedly more than one receiver. Calvin Austin has been part of the offense before he got hurt. You're just not. Someone's going to be unhappy, probably, or at least unfed at all times. I don't really think Pat Freiermuth is Tony Gonzalez anyway. I think he's an average tight end. Yes. Some weeks average tight ends get the ball and some weeks they don't. So I'm really, even though they paid him average tight end money, I'm not exactly freaking out over Pat Freiermuth. I really don't care that much.
It's the old adage that there's only one football and basically somebody's going to get phased out.
Sometimes there's two limits.
Sometimes there's two?
Yeah.
One is there too.
When they're replacing one? I don't know.
With the K-ball?
Yeah, with the K-ball.
When the K-ball
comes in. Did that become a story last week?
The K-ball?
Yeah, the warming up, the warmed up balls? That doesn't sound
no.
right. The balls they kick, the balls the special teams guys use each week, and then they go into the games with a warmed up ball.
Yeah, they need it so they can kick it 70 yards. Maybe that's why the NFL is having a field goal thing going on right now.
Keep going with Artie, but not until I say the fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Go ahead, Artie.
That doesn't mean that schematically that's the best plan of attack this week? Could be. I mean, you just got to be smart. And then the other thing is where I'll give Spence credit, and I've been past where you get a jumbo tight end, you know, heavy tight end, whatever you want to call him, extra lineman, and the guy's limited because he's really just a phone booth guy. And Spence is a hell of an athlete. So is Darnell for those guys. You know, I'd imagine Spence, I'm sure he could tell you he was probably a great basketball player. And that's he's unique, and he's coming along, you know, as a guard and tackle too. And then, you know, sometimes game to game that can take away, you know, Jonnu's and Pat snaps were down. They're valuable members, but just the way the game went and it worked. But doesn't mean it's going to work this week, and we got a different challenge.
You guys always like game well, I know that, but after last week, do you like him more, and what's that going to reflect in his snap count?
Yeah, you know, we've used some packages where him and Jalen are both out there. They're both unique players. They're not, in my opinion, traditional running backs, and Jalen's a very unique guy. Just his yards after contact, you know, that's an interesting stat. And I've had different players. I just go back to different guys I had. Like when I had Tyler Allgeier and we drafted Tyler, he was, I think, second behind Kenneth Walker in yards after contact. And his is just no fair dodging, just run you over. And then when we took Bijan, he was a very yards after contact. But the way he did it, it was more balanced. And, you know, you put him in a phone booth and I've never seen somebody that can make somebody miss in short quarters, but they, you know, whether they got a hand on them, it was different. And Tyler is just like, get out of my way, here I go. And then with Jalen, same thing. Guys bounce off him. You know, he's got a feel, cut back things. I mean, you know, guys that can take a check down or a schemed up, you know, bubble screen and go 60. I mean, that's unique in space. Or Kenny in space, he's just a unique athlete. You know, he's, you know, at that position, there's been a run of guys out of Memphis that have been hybrid backs and wideouts, and he's one of them. They've had a good run down there in Memphis. And so it allows you, like, when you get injuries, you know, sometimes you're limited what you got. You know, it's sometimes it's one for one, you know, but then you can get into some of the two backs.
Now I'm getting bored limits. Now we have to cut this into the most interesting things. That's unbelievably boring, and I apologize to everybody. Not that you did anything wrong. I'm the one who told you to run on it. But a guy, even a stand-up comedian, isn't funny all the time,
no,
right?
No, Artie's had a couple of bad jokes here. No one's laughing.
What was the Uncle Rico line? Could you find that one, please, as I talk? I think Mike DeFabo talked about that. So the bottom line for me with the Steelers' offense is I'm starting to warm up to Arthur Smith a little bit. He did say, according to DeFabo, that creating explosives in the passing game is about more than just, quote, launching it Uncle Rico style, which is a great line. And yeah, it becomes tough if you can't run. It's the old thing. It's the old thing that we go back to with Kenny Pickett, that we go back to late in Ben's career. If teams don't respect that you can beat them over the top, then they're not really going to worry about that. They have to respect that it can happen, which means a couple different things. They have to respect that your offensive line is going to be able to protect your quarterback long enough to make those kinds of longer developing plays happen. That's one thing. And then, as we mentioned before, I mean, actually, teams probably are respecting the Steelers' ability at least to do that because they're playing a cover two. They're keeping two guys back there because they don't really respect the Steelers' run game. So step number one, I think, in all scenarios, and this would obviously involve a play-action game too, is to get a consistent running game going. And I think that this offensive line did take a step forward against the Vikings and that can happen. And that's boring too. This is unbelievably boring all of a sudden.
Hmm. Well,
why has it become? You know what's not boring?
What?
Glamping.
Glamping?
Glamping.
Glorified camping?
Yes, and it's happening according to the Post-Gazette. This is going to happen all over Pennsylvania state parks next year, limits. And some of these glorified tents that are put up are basically houses. You should see the insides of these things. I'll send you the story. Isn't the point of camping to go camping in the middle of the woods instead of building what is essentially a cabin, a luxury cabin? Does that still give you the type of experience that you would want in the woods?
Absolutely not. No, you have to be outside in a tent, freezing your butt off with the threat of a bear lurking around you. That's camping. with some marshmallows and a fire that you scalded some sticks from the woods as you were getting worried about getting poison ivy. That's camping.
They're safari style tents with a charcoal grill and hammocks. And if you looked inside it, it looks like the inside of a modernized house is what it looks like. I mean, there's two queen beds in here. There's tables and chairs and a nice floor and a high ceiling. Just go build a cabin in the middle of the woods then. This doesn't count.
No.
You can't even say if you've done this that you just went camping. Do you agree with me there?
I do agree with you. That's just staying in your RV for pretty much the whole time. That's not camping.
Yeah, but this is even, I'll give an RV. I'll give you that as a camping. That's fine. RVs are not camping. Come here. Or look it up on the Post. No, look it up on the Post Gazette website. That's not an RV. That's a house in Neville Wood that they just transported into the Allegheny National Forest. You can't do that. That's cheating.
Oh, I see what you mean now.
Right?
Yeah, that is. I mean, they are pitching a tent, but that's a large tent.
That doesn't count.
That's a large tent. You have your own chairs right outside of it as well.
The glamp sites, they're called glamp sites now. Is nothing sacred anymore, Limits? This is coming to, tell me if I'm pronouncing these right, Pymatuning State Park.
Yeah, that's
Laurel
correct.
Hill in Somerset County, Poe Valley, French Creek in Barks and Chester Counties. You ever been to Barks County?
Limits? No, not barking.
No, and the Promised Land in Pike County, wherever that is. The glamp sites come equipped with a coffee maker, mini fridge, diffuser. I don't even know what a diffuser is. Do you?
No idea.
Electrical outlets, air conditioning.
Air conditioning!
And heating.
What?
Get out of here with this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If I'm a camper, I'm revolting, Limits. And I think I'm not going to say that I'm going to, maybe deflate some of these tents or otherwise defame them, but I would be angry. I might pick it outside of some of these tents. How about
yeah.
you? If you're a real camper, aren't you insulted by this?
You should hold up a light up sign to be able to fit in with the glamping community.
And are they invading your territory, the glampers?
How is there air conditioning and sort of heating in the tent?
There's everything in this place. There's probably restaurant service.
Electrical outlets this in is, the tent. That's not
is,
right.
This is defiling the forest. And going, real campers should be outraged by this.
Going camping is supposed to feel like you're back in like 1258.
Right.
You know, where you just put up a tent and you hang out for a little bit and you hang out with nature and you
outside,
listen to the stars.
Outside of these safari-style tents, glampers have access to two hammocks and a charcoal grill. Available add-ons include cornhole and s'mores kits. S'mores kits. What the hell are we doing, Limits? You need a kit to melt marshmallows and chocolate
well,
with graham crackers?
No, the s'mores kit is just, it gives you all the accessories for it. I don't think it's giving you step-by-step instructions for camping or for roasting marshmallows.
I think it is. And
think
I
so?
Think this is an outrage. Andrew Lindbergh has entered the building. You have a comment on this?
I'm an avid camper.
Are you outraged by this?
I am not outraged.
No?
I'll tell you why is because it gives people another option, especially in the fall and winter time. If you like to go camping, we go cabin camping in the winter.
Yeah.
And this gives you another option to, you know, if it's going to be chilly at night, you stay warm. And the older you get, the less you want to lay on the floor.
How nice of you. I'd be scribbling graffiti on these things and throwing garbage at their tent. What a nice man he is, Limits, huh?
Have you ever camped in one of our PA State Park cabins? They're delightful.
I think at Cook's Forest I did one year.
And
you ever run into a wild animal out there?
Yes, there was a bear outside of our tent in Cherry Springs, which is up north.
Yeah.
And the entire family slept in the car and there wasn't room, so I slept in the tent with the bear.
I'm out right if outside. There's a bear, although I'm so obsessed with golf that I've been in Florida and I'll come to within 10 feet of an alligator or a crocodile, I forget which. And if I have to make a golf shot, I don't even think about the wild animal sitting there. I'm so obsessed, and I won't move the ball either because then it doesn't count. Anyway.
Ron in Cook's Forest wants to talk about Jerry Jones.
Hey, Palsy, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, Bob.
Poor Matty Ice, he took that call from Ron in Cook's Forest. Thank you, Andrew. What a wonderful man he is.
Ron in Cook's Forest.
What are the texters saying about that?
Yeah, so there is one texter that is outraged, but there is somebody that says that they have three daughters and a wife, and that if we didn't glamp, I wouldn't even be going into the woods.
Then just go to some little town and stay in a bed and breakfast. If you're in the woods, ask the guy, does he leave the glamp site? Does he go out and do you take walks? Are you in the forest? Do you just transform, you know, the middle of the forest into a Mount Lebanon suburban type situation?
Somebody calls it city camping.
I don't think it's fair, and I don't care what Andrew says.
Somebody else says, how many times do you guys go camping?
I've been camping a fair amount, believe it or not, but I can't do anything. So whoever I'm with has to like put up the tent and cook the food and do all that
stuff.
So
you're just there to hang out.
Yeah, basically. But I love the idea of being out in nature. I find it very restorative, Limits.
I do too, but I feel like I can just, you know, go outside and look at the stars on my front porch. That feels nice too.
Do you know how to pick out constellations?
No. I call like half the stars the Big Dipper. I'm like, that might be it.
Everything's the Big Dipper.
You think that might be a small little planet up there?
You know what I did see,
Oh, wait,
though?
That's just a plane. The star's moving.
I was out in West Virginia this summer, and you can see satellites everywhere. I was at one of the highest points in West Virginia, and satellites have become more visible and prevalent than ever before in our history. It's unbelievable when you look up at the stars to see all the satellites.
Really?
Yeah, really. What else are they saying?
Well,
I don't know. I just can't sit here and talk about Cover 2. If that's what you're looking for, this ain't the place. I don't care.
Somebody,
there's got to be something more interesting than that, and somebody, I find glamping to be it.
Somebody texts in, Joe apparently only camps when he has a butler. Put up the tent, make the food. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very kindly for dinner tonight in our campsite.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a willing worker bee. I just don't know how to do it. I've never figured out how to put up the tent. I'm amazed that anybody can.
Another texter, and then I have a great story, says glamping is like marinating your steak in ketchup and mayonnaise.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
Did I ever tell you the one story about how when I was like 10 years old, I tried to start a fire?
No, but I can't wait to hear it.
So outside, because my dad made a fire.
Were you in the rock box when this occurred?
I was not in the rock box. So I don't know. I was probably like 10 or 12 years old. And my dad wanted to start showing me how to do more things outside. So he said, we had people over. I'm going to show you how to start a campfire. And I was really excited for that. One of my friends was in Boy Scouts. I was like, oh, cool. I'd be able to do that. Now, I went off and did something else at the, around the house, and my dad started the fire, and I was really upset that I didn't get a chance to learn how to do it. I was really sad.
Did he do it with two sticks?
So I grabbed a couple rocks and some leaves, and just in the middle of the grass, I thought it was a good idea with some sticks to try to start a fire. And my dad eventually came over as I'm getting like visibly so upset that I can't get the fire to start. And he's basically like, what are you doing? And I just started having an emotional breakdown as I couldn't get the fire to start with two rocks that were around our pool area.
You had a very tumultuous childhood, Limits, between you getting locked in a hot car, being put being put in a rock box, and now being excluded from fire building.
I did eventually learn how to build a fire.
I'm glad.
And I had a wonderful childhood, and I can't wait for my dad to text me after that.
Coming up, let's talk a little about the Penguins' home opener. I mentioned earlier that I did not think I was going to be at all excited about Penguins hockey this season. Maybe, you know, some of the young guys be cool to watch. Some of the nostalgia, it would be fun again, although you can only do that so many years in a row. But I just didn't think I'd be pumped for the games. You know what I mean? And the same with Pitt football, and maybe even more so with Pitt football. And now all of a sudden, both are very much on my radar. I am absolutely planning around the Penguins game tonight. I have a volleyball game to go to, but I have the tape ready, and I can't wait just to watch it. From what I saw the other night, it was one game. Openers can be fluky. I get all of that. But they were fun to watch. They really were. It was a team approach to the game. Dan Muse, unlike Sully, played all four lines. They were tenacious. They were in your face. Good, disciplined hockey. And yeah, the young guys, I thought, played pretty well. Brunick and Kindle. And I thought the old guys played pretty well. Gino and Carl, some of them you just expect, you know Sid's going to play well. But Gino and Carlson, with the exception of one major gaffe from the latter, they were good. And I'm curious to see if this is real. Is this something that can travel back home tonight, in this case, against the Islanders? Could it be a Spencer Carberry Capitals story? Could it be? Maybe there's more. Maybe these guys have more in common, Carberry and Muse, than just being both of them as bald as Joe Block Limits. Maybe. Do you have the Joe Block quote, the Calliope's quote? That's one of my favorite ones.
Here it is so quickly.
And then with Pitt, it's all about Mason Heinschel. And this kid is fun to watch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Limits, do we have Jeff Hathorn on the line?
We do.
I'm glad to hear that. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we're coming up on the 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. This is What's Cooking. Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Jeff, let's start with the Steelers. Can you update us on their injury situation?
I can tell you what we know right now. I feel good about Highsmith playing. Porter, I don't think, is even a question. Same with Jaylen Warren. I think both of those are back. As for Ramsey and Austin, you know, Tomlin said there's that last-minute hope that they could perk up at the end of the week. Well, there have to be a hell of a lot of perking because I don't know that it looks too good for either of those guys.
Yeah, and then you have to start asking, if they don't perk up for Sunday, then what exactly would make them perk up 60, 70 hours later for the Cincinnati game, right?
Yeah, and I would think you treat every game the same. I'm not saying anything other than if you think they might be ready, give them a few more days and let them play in Cincinnati instead of putting them out against Cleveland. You've got depth in the secondary. Not necessarily so a wide receiver, but I mean, I think I'll, in this scenario, because of how the games are, give them an extra few days and have, if they're close to returning, have them play against, you know, Cincinnati on next Thursday.
All right. Tell me about a story that I'm really interested in right now, and that is Mason Heinchel over at Pitt. I'm so curious to see how this guy's second start goes. I just read a piece by Stephen Thompson over at the Post-Gazette about his career. It seems like not far from where Ben grew up out in Findlay, and he was just sort of overlooked by people. And who knows? It's one game, but it was really exciting to watch, I thought. And there might be something special about this kid. There just might be. What do you know about him? Have you talked to him? What do you hear about him?
Yeah, and I didn't see the quote in Stephen's piece, but Corey Sanders, who's the assistant head coach yesterday, was saying how this guy's a leader. Like, he's not afraid of that as a true freshman.
Yeah,
to
18,
come in and tell guys what they need to do. In fact, he helped lead an off-season session where he got guys up early in the morning and where they needed to be. As a freshman, I mean, you imagine if you're like a junior and some dude has just come on campus is like barking at you to get going, and that's the type of personality he has. I think of all the high school stats that he had, this one sticks out. His high school in Toledo hadn't won a conference championship since 1982. Mm. And then for 1 year, when he was the quarterback, he led them to a conference title. There are intangible things about him, and I know some bigger schools came on him late, but he had already committed to Pitt. The other thing is, like, you don't look at one thing and say, that's better than somebody. But you put it all together, how he's able to, he can throw different arm angles. He's got a good enough arm. He knows when to make the safe play. Every once in a while, he's probably going to think he can get a ball in that he can't at the college level. He's got a little bit with his feet, not great, not as good as Eli, but he can move around enough. And it seems like for an 18-year-old, these guys respect him. And as we all know, what gets the most respect? Get a W.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it. And the same goes true. I was just talking about it last segment. Like, I didn't think I was going to perk up, to borrow that term again, for Pitt football this year. And the Penguins, the same thing, Jeff, but that was a fun opener. And now we get game two, and I see where Tristan Jarry is starting. That seems like an odd choice to me. We're at the beginning of the season, and the other guy just pitched a shutout. Why isn't he playing? Why isn't Shelov's playing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I saw that Dan Muse said earlier today that, you know, he wanted to get both guys action at the start of the season. It definitely, by what he did on Tuesday, it puts it on Jarry of like, okay, can't let in that first one, and then can't, you know, let in bad ones, because if they're playing as disciplined as they played against the Rangers tonight against the Islanders, I mean, I love that style of hockey. I mean, they didn't make mistakes. There were no egregious turnovers.
Right.
They worked in front of the net. It's all those things that Sullivan talked about for years, and they might do for a game or two, and then they revert right back. So I think that's the thing now for Muse. All right, they had that game. Can he get Carlson and Malkin and Letang to play that same game tonight after they had success and continue to do it even if they still have success with it? That's going to be Muse's challenge. But given what he has, the fact that they're not afraid to put teenagers out there and give them an opportunity, I mean, I like what they're doing right now. It's one game, but it's everything I think most of us wanted to see in that one game.
For sure with me, and I'm just curious. I think people may be conflicted, or maybe not. I know they got into it the other day on the nightly sports call, Pony and Bob, where Pony's saying we should still think that the best thing for this team to do is lose. And he's probably right in the end, but I just can't go with that. They've already done enough losing for 3 years. You know what I mean, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got a rookie head coach that's in there trying to instill a system. They're going to lose. I mean, just looking at the lineups, their rosters don't match up with a lot of teams in the East, let alone the NHL. But if they can establish this style, even if it doesn't put them in the top couple of picks, I mean, I don't know. If you're in March and they're borderline horrible, I might entertain that argument then.
For sure.
But I think right now they're trying to just establish something and see how this progresses and see what they have, not just in some of the young guys, but how this head coach is going to handle his first season.
All right, back to the Steelers. How worried should people be about the Cleveland Browns?
Should worry about their ability to run it and their ability to stop the run. Should worry about Myles Garrett, obviously. Myles Garrett has 6 sacks in the last 3 games against the Steelers. 6.
Mm.
He's been a problem. And Broderick Jones is the guy that's going to get that responsibility. Now he's going to get help. But, I mean, he can wreck games, which is the theme that we keep hearing from the players about how much of a game wrecker. They've got to account for him. And then I know the Browns offense isn't anything you look across their roster, but they do have an experienced offensive line. They did have a 100-yard rusher and a rookie who didn't have any training camp who seems to just be getting better. And they've got yet another tight end who could be a problem for you. And Njoku's had some games against the Steelers. This Fannin kid from Bowling Green could be a problem if Dylan Gabriel has time. It's up to them to confuse Gabriel, make him run around. Not exactly sure of what he's doing. I mean, it should be a game the Steelers win, but I think where you run into problems, if they can get their ground game established and if Myles Garrett is able to get off that edge and be that game wrecker.
Jeff, we appreciate the time, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
That's our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Almost as nice as Jerry DePaula, I would say. Limits, what's your pick for the game tonight?
Oh, man, I think Philadelphia is going to win it, but I think it's going to be closer than people anticipate. I do think that Philly figures it out, because if not, there's going to be even more heat thrown on them because the Phillies are going to lose tonight. So it's going to be a very sad fan base.
Wait, I'm talking about the Penguins.
I know. Oh, you're talking about the Penguins. I thought you were talking about Thursday Night Football.
No.
I think the Penguins are going to lose this game. I don't like Jari being in net. I do because I am with Pony, and I think that it would be much better for them to be a bottom three team and be able to have the best odds for Gavin McKenna. And I think their first loss comes tonight.
All right. Then in baseball, I watch Phillies. I'm into it. I'm normally not into the baseball playoffs this much, but I've become riveted to all the games. I loved watching the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. I root for the Phillies because my daughter-in-law is a Philly girl and loves the Phillies. I hate the Dodgers. I really want them to win tonight against Tyler Glasnow, and I want Milwaukee to win. They are what the Pirates should be, and they still have the Cubs on the ropes here with Freddy Peralta tonight. I think they win that series tonight. Do you?
I do. I ultimately do think, because Peralta's had an incredible year. I mean, he's in the Cy Young race. If it wasn't for Paul Skeens' historic season, he probably does win it. I think that the Brewers close out the Cubs and the Dodgers close out the Phillies, and the NLCS is set tonight.
Man, and then all of a sudden the Tigers have Skubal on the mound for Game 5 in Seattle. I think they're going to win the series with that dude.
Yeah, but Seattle has done okay against Tarek Skubal. They've done pretty well.
They should have. This series should be over. They've played with fire, and now they got the big boy, and I don't know if the big dumper can get to him. Do you?
I do think that he's going to have a home run in this game. I do, and I have the Mariners winning the World Series, so I have to stick by it.
And then there's Jackson Dart tonight. Does he play great, good, average, below average, or hideous?
He will play a little bit below average because of that Philly defensive front.
I'm scared that he's going to play hideous, and I'm scared that he's a rich man's Kenny Pickett.
Stand behind your guy,
Joe. I'm scared that his hands are too small. I'm scared that he might stink, and I'm scared that I was wrong.
Stand behind
him. Not yet. I'm not going there yet. And I will be rooting for Jackson Dart and the Giants tonight. And I'll be rooting for myself on the golf course in 15 minutes. Good night, Limits.
Good night. Enjoy.
Did I do fan weather yet?
No, but first I want to tell you that you can listen to Thursday Night Football tonight, the NFL on Westwood One, between the Eagles and the New York Giants. 7:30, Westwood One's coverage will begin. Also listen on your Odyssey app, AUDACY. More headlines, 93.7thefan.com. Headlines, the proper Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Joe, you have a message for the people.
Sunny today and a high of 60. That would be Ben McGee. A low of 40. That would be Myron Bell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tomorrow, we got a full docket here for a Donnie Football Friday, getting you ready for Steelers-Browns. So be sure to tune in at 10.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.